TMZ reported that there was a fight backstage at the Grammys between the surviving members of the Migos, Offset and Quavo, and we got some footage because apparently Cardi B was also involved as well, and we'll get to that. But that's not the only thing that's going on in the world of the Migos, or the Migos cinematic universe, because not only is there a viral footage pointing to an altercation between Offset and Quavo making its rounds, but a beef between Offset and Jay Prince of Rap-A-Lot slash Mop Tie seems to be brewing as threats go back and forth between podcasts and IG posts.
I ain't gonna leave him out. You know, I'm just real like this, you know, because, you know, just be throwing rocks and hiding the hand, right? In reality, the truth of the matter is, he wasn't really right there with Takeoff when he was alive. For you to be taking these positions that you taking, don't never put me in no position where, you know, I have to defend myself. You know what I mean? That wouldn't be healthy for you.
Now, in the video, it sounds like Jay Prince got wind and maybe Offset had plans on getting some form of revenge and was making sure that he knew that that wouldn't be a good idea. But of course, there was always two sides, and Offset immediately clapped back in an IG video claiming Jay Prince was using Takeoff's death for clout.
Y'all got going on, speak on my real brother. How dare one of y'all speak on me and Tate relationship? I don't know you from a can of paint. Y'all know how me and my brother rock. You trying to clear your face. This your fifth interview. You done did about my brother. You ain't think about his mama. You ain't think about the family. We ain't said nothing. Ain't nobody said nothing but you. Man, who y'all think y'all is, John?
And he does have a point, because the family has been quiet. Even Quavo and the Tyrek label QC has been silent. But then he goes on to say that they are going off hearsay, which Jay Prince said himself. And his point was, why would you go on a podcast to address it if it's really up? It's not like you can't get in contact with me.
Fuck y'all supposed to be. This is who y'all supposed to be. I don't interviews and it out on an interview. I don't call my phone, huh?
Over the Quavo tribute performance to Takeoff. But we'll get into all that. Cardi B's involvement, the video that everybody is talking about, and what the internet streets are saying about the beef brewing between Jay Prince and Takeoff, as well as everything else. First, I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Where cool comes to pray, you come to sting, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. Now, since the tragic and untimely death of rapper Takeoff on November 1st in Houston, Texas, after a dice game turned into a shootout, there has been a lot of tension in the air and controversy around everyone involved, and even people that weren't. Just the other day, at the 65th annual Grammy Awards, according to Complex, the remaining duo of the Migos group, Offset and his cousin Quavo, got into a fight over Quavo's tribute song to Takeoff. Now, Quavo, who released the song Without You, was set to take the stage to perform the tribute song, but before he could do that, Offset and Quavo got into it backstage, allegedly. Now, apparently the Grammy producers are the kind of the reason why this all got started. The story is they asked Offset to be a part of the tribute, but Quavo stopped that from taking place and instead performed the song solo. And at the same time of the rumor fight, Offset's wife Cardi B had just had an interview with ET. After the interview, Cardi had been heard yelling, "Both of y'all is wrong. Both of y'all, this is not right.
Both of y'all wrong. Both of y'all, this is not right. Heard
you back here settling some stuff.
The only thing I settled was my outfit, honey.
How important was it to be here tonight to perform?
Very important. Long live Takeoff.
Now, Quavo took to Twitter after the original story broke and there was no video, saying that, "What do I look like fighting my brother? Y'all, it's crazy." The problem is, then the video came out giving credit to what the original story was, and it's apparent, at least from the Cardi B yelling video, that even if someone didn't get punched in the face, something definitely did happen and there was some type of altercation, that it looks like she was trying to break up. But between that and the shots being sent back and forth between Jay Prince and Offset, it seems like the loss from the tragic death of Takeoff in Houston on November 1st is still being felt on all sides. But now these stories are viral, and we can only hope more violence isn't on the horizon. But with all that being said, the streets are talking, and we are gonna dive into that and get into some comments. Now, a lot of people had a lot to say, and not just about Jay Prince, Takeoff, and Quavo, and all of these situations, but also the podcast that hosted Jay Prince, $1 Million Worth of Game with Gilly and Wallow, and with the podcast trying to enlighten black men and take them from the ghetto and tell them to stay out the streets, the fact that they would allow him to come on and then have these conversations and then essentially kind of threaten somebody seems like it goes against their brand. And there's a lot of people talking about it. And even them themselves in the interview said that they were hesitant to do it. But let's see what the streets got to say, including their fans. Now, so much to unpack here. Prayers to that family, wishing them healing. Cardi B is a strong wife. Like she said, y'all both wrong. They're both hurt. We still don't know all the details about the fallout between Takeoff, Offset, and Quavo. I think we can all agree that they're hurt, and hopefully that this situation brings them together instead of pushing them apart. Leave them alone. Cardi was keeping the peace. Offset and Quavo are still hurting, but I hope they truly reconcile for Takeoff. Me too. Gilly and Wallow could have kept that interview. That was nasty work from Wallow and Gilly. That interview should have never got put out. Honestly, if it's an interview that could probably get somebody hurt, is it really worth the views? And I don't think that they were looking to do that, but what can you say? And with Offset on this one, why is this dude doing interviews about Takeoff? He wasn't there either. That is a good point. You're the main one talking in the interview, but you weren't there. Offset was right about Jay Prince. Like, why are you on your fifth interview speaking on Takeoff's passing? Meanwhile, none of his family have done a single interview. Not even Quavo, his mom, nobody. And to be honest and to be fair, it does make the entire situation look strange. I honestly think that Jay Prince and the whole Mob Ties conglomerate is simply trying to do some damage control and repair the image and the stain that it left on their image after the death of Takeoff. The problem is that it's still very soon and the family hasn't spoke on it. And this is like the third time. And with all that being said, while you're threatening someone who just lost his family member, because they weren't just label mates, they weren't just in a rap group together, they're literally family. I believe they're cousins. And I think it probably would make the family feel disrespected that you keep talking about their dead relative and then threatening the one that's still alive. Or one of them that's still alive. Like, I could see why that doesn't fit well in the media's perception. And I don't think Jay Prince is trying to do that. I think he's honestly just trying to set the record straight. But in doing that, it seems like you're causing more harm than good and only thinking about yourself and not the people that could be affected by all of this drama being raised around the unfortunate and untimely death of Takeoff. But let us know what you think in the comments. Who do you think is right? Jay Prince, Takeoff. Do you believe that they had a fight backstage? Do you not believe? Do you believe Cardi B should have not been in it? Do you think that she was just trying to keep the peace? Where are you at on these topics and on these stories? Let us know in the comments. I will be checking them out. But that's our story for the day. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Where cool comes to pray, you come to stand. Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way. Where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.